it's supposed to have Shalom Mordechai here. Many of you are his Talmidim, so he doesn't need any introduction. I must say that that as much as you think you know, it's a big tzanua. So it's a very big schos to have him here. I think it's the first time in Queens.
Well, I grew up in Queens.
Oh. So he should be welcoming me here. Not Queens like this, though.
No. A little different. First, to start with the Maisa from Baal Shem Tov. It was a minute to say Maisa in the Baal Shem Tov Matzah Shabbos. Heard a lot from our Rebbe. Remember, a lot of my Talmidim have heard that the Rishner said, Velt says that there's a segula. Someone tells the Maisa the Baal Shem Tov by Mlav Malkus, segula for Parnassa. The Rishner said, three mistakes to this memra. One mistake is that it's lav dafka the Baal Shem Tov, talk about any tzaddikim. Second mistake is that it's lav dafka by Mlav Malka, could be at any time. And the third mistake is lav dafka for Parnassa, it's segula for everything. But I guess I say that over a lot, and now it's mamash by Mlav Malka and it's about Baal Shem Tov. I'm sure a lot of them could use Parnassa, so whatever else. The parsha, this parsha was Eil Mishpatim. So it says in Zohar Kodesh, Eil Mishpatim, it's the Raza del Gilgula, it's the site of Gilgulim. So the Magid, Mizrish Magid, once asked his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, what's pshat in this Zohar, what's the shaykhis between the site of Gilgulim and the Eil Mishpatim. So Baal Shem Tov told him, he said, I'm going to send you somewhere. Send them to a certain forest, told them a specific spot to stand, and he said, wait there, gave him a certain amount of time to wait. Wait in that place and don't move till this amount of time. So Magid goes, finds that place, it's near a river, and he's standing by this tree, and he's waiting. A little bit after he comes, the person comes, rides over on a horse, gets off, takes some water from the river, and he rests there. He's resting there for a little while. And then he gets up and he leaves. The Magid sees that he left his money there. He saw this. It was a wallet of money, and he left it there. He wanted to say something, but Baal Shem Tov said to him not to move, to stay there. So he didn't say anything. A short while later, a second person comes. Also goes to the river, takes some water. He sees this money sitting there. Picks it up, no simon, nothing, just takes it and goes on his way. A little bit later, a third person comes and also stops to rest by the river, and he's lying down. All of a sudden, the first person comes back and he starts yelling, and where's my money? He said, money, I don't know what you're talking about. He's you're a liar. I know I had money here, I left it here, you must have found it, you must have it, give it back to me. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. And he starts hitting him, he's beating him, till he searches him, can't find it, and finally he gives up and he leaves. And this third person leaves all beaten up, and then the time was up and the Magid was able to leave. He was very bothered by this whole mice, what's going on over here, this person loses money, this person gets money, this person gets beat up for no reason, like what's going on over here. Comes back to Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov asks him what he saw, and tells him the whole Maisa. He said, you should know that all these three people from a previous Gilgal, and there was a din Torah between the first and the second one. The first one was really chayv, the second one money. And the third person, he was the dayan. And he wasn't buying into the case properly. Mamele, he paskin the wrong way, and he said that the person was potter and he didn't have to pay. So they had to come back. First person had to lose his money. Second person got that money, and the third person got what he deserved for not being a good dayan. So he said that was pshat. That's pshat. Ve'il mishpatim is the soid of gilgulim, because mishpatim means mishpat. It's din. It's just. Sometimes a person could go, let's say he himself is involved in the case and he knows the MS and it comes out, it seems not like that. So he has to know that the small case that he sees right now, maybe that's not the MS. But in the big picture, that's the sort of gugulim, means in the bigger picture, there's a lot more going on than we see. And it's not just with mishpatim, with the case, anything that happens to us in this world, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does is mishpat, and obviously with rachman, but everything Hashem does is just. And if we don't see it, it's just because we're not seeing the whole picture. So that's Pshad, he said, that's his answer. It's the soid of Gagulim. Tonight, Rosh Chodesh Adar, in your Marbim B'Simcha. So, I'll just talk a little bit from a shmuz that I heard from our Rebbe, about the Inyan of Simcha. That the Inyan of Simcha, it's a shver sugya. Simcha is it's a deep sugya, the Inyan of Simcha. You know, mitzad echad, everyone wants Simcha. Everyone, it's one of the ikar midas that a person wants. But it's, first of all, it's not so hard, it's not so easy to come by. We also know that it's a big soid in Avodas Hashem, is the Inyan of Simcha. Ivdu Hashem b'Simcha. You know, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Lulav, Dudik Rambam, he writes it's ikar gadol b'avoida. Things that the lashon from the pasuk in Kisava, the toicha that comes tach shelovadat Hashem mukach v'simcha b'tuv leva mirkol, the chshivas of the Indian of simcha. You know, it's from bring down Shem Darizal. The Rizal was Chaim Vital said about his rebbe that he told him that he was zoicha to all his madrigas from the fact that he did mitzvahs b'simcha. So you see, zichur simcha is a murdik yisoid in avodas Hashem. Yet we don't find the Torah as mitzavas to be b'simcha. No mitzvah dafka to be b'simcha. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. You have other mitzvahs that we know, like the sheish mitzvahs t'midius, the mitzvah amunah, mitzvah avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. Those are mitzvahs that the Torah is mitzvah. So it could be mitzvahs to have even hergeshim, let's form deal with that. How could the Torah to be margish something? But the Torah can. That's not a kasha. So it could l'chora be mitzvahs to be b'simcha. But l'chora, there's no ikar tzivoy on any of simcha. Tachin, you find the other way, is that there is a mitzvah simcha in the Torah, is a specific zmanim, the yom tovim, samachta b'chagecha. You have zmanim where the Torah is mitzvah you to be b'simcha. Mashenk, in the other mitzvahs, you don't necessarily have specific days, miyuchad for avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, days of emuna. Those are constant, but you don't have specific days that are set up, separate from the rest of the year, that are miyuchad for those mitzvahs. So it's mashma. It's mashma mitzad echad that those mitzvahs, ava, yira, those are t'midius, you mekayim them all the time. In Rav Simcha, there's not a tzivoy, yet it's a chashivas, it's an inyan gadol, like the Rambam says, ikar gadol in avoida. So we have to have simcha, but it's not a tzivoy, but it's only dafka, it is a tzivoy by the yom tovim. So how do we understand this? So the yisoid really is based on that. You know that Adam Rishon was created, he was put in Gan Eden. When he was put in Gan Eden, he was put there in a matzav of simcha. Like we say in Sheva Bracha, Sameach t'samach rei mehuvim, k'samecha k'tzircha b'Gan Eden mikedem. We ask to be m'sameach b'chazan kala, like you were m'sameach y'tzircha b'Gan Eden mikedem. Like when you created Adam and Chava, you created them in the matzav of simcha. So the matzav of Gan Eden is a matzav of simcha. By the chait Adam Rishon, so we know the ikar result of the chait was a gzeris misa. From eating from the eitz hadas came a gzeris misa on Adam Rishon. But it also came with the gzeris misa, it's also nichol in it a gzer of atzvos. So meduyik in the psukim, by the call of the isha, it says, be etzev tel be harbe arbe etzvoinech be etzev tel dibanim. It says a lashon by Adam. Bitzavon techalna, by the Indian of Zeas Pech Torchalechem, Bitzavon techalna, use the Lashon of Atzvus. Call also to Adam is Offer, he's from Offer, Choyzer to Offer. offer, we know the Yisoida offer, that's where the Midah of Atzus comes from, the Yisoida offer. For Yisoidas, Eishu Ruch Mayim offer, offer is the Indian of Atzus. And also by the Nachash, its klala was that he eats offer, Pshat is that that's what it means, the Nachash we know is the Yitzhahara. That's the Achiza he's going to have in a person, the Achiza that he can make a person Nichshol, but Iker is it's offer Lachmo, it's Iker Achiza he has in person is Atzus. That's where, that was all the result of the Chet Adam Rishon. I mean, Pshat was that he was in a matzav of Simcha before the Chet. The Chet caused the matzav of Atzvus. More ba'oimek, what's the inyan of Simcha and Atzvus is shayach to the inyan of Toiv and Ra. Really, if you say the matzav that Adam was put in was a matzav of Toiv. Everything was good. Hashem Baruch Hu gave him everything. It's in Gan Eden. We want to describe something as Gevaldik. It's Gan Eden. It can't be better. The best matzah that shayach is put there la'avda la'shamra. It's put there from, like Zohar says, mitzvah saseh, mitzvah loisaseh. But obviously, like this farm explained, is on a different, completely different way of being mekayim the mitzvahs than we have in after the chait. It's a completely different surah that we don't understand, but more with alpi pnimius. And there's a matzah of ashras hashchina. Everything was good. Came the nachash. The nachash basically said a whole pshetel. Well, that is, the matzav is not good. Tells him that, oh, you know what this eitz is? This eitz das toy vera. Really, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam, he ate from this eitz and he created the world. That's what Rashi brings. And that's why he doesn't want you to eat from it, he doesn't want you to be on the same madriga, to have the same koichus, and basically said that the matzav was ra. He says, really, the matzav was toy, and he made know that it's not good. Really, it would be much better if you ate from this. That would be good. Now the matzah is not good. And the Iker Chet of Adam and Chava was that they believed the Nachash. They believed that it was true, that the matzah was Ra, really the matzah was Toiv. And from that is a whole shtalshlis of this Gezeres Misa, and like we said, Gezeres Atzvus, which basically put a definition in certain ways. Basically, is a person B'Simcha, is a person B'Atzvus, is his matzah good or is his matzah not good? His matzav is good, things are good, then a person's happy, he's simcha. When his matzav is not good, then he's batzvus. No batzim, even after the chait, even the matzav that we're in now, any person, this is maybe has different difficulties and things, but we know, kol mad ovid rachmana letav ovid, everything Hashem does is good. Like even that whole maisa that we just told with the Baal Shem Tov, especially the third person, he might think the matzav is not so good, but really that was a tikkun for him. Everything that happens is toiv, everything is good. But part of the gezeira of this gezeiras of misa and gezeiras atzvus is pshat is that we're not zoicha to see it always. The matzav is toiv, and therefore it's shayach to be besimcha, but we're not always on the madrig that we see it mamish. Like we know, Chazal tell us, you make a bracha on besuris toiv, you make a toiv emetiv, and on chas from the opposite, you say dayan emes. Pshat is, even though it's also toiv, but if we can't see it, we're not on the madrig that we see it now, memela. We have to have a moon that it's toiv, but it's hard to always see. So therefore, there's an inyan that it's difficult to be besimcha because it's not always easy to see the toiv. The void of being besimcha is the void of appreciating the toiv. That's why also the inyan of hakar satoiv we refer to, say thank you, but it's called hakar satoiv. It's to be makir the toiv, to be makir what it is. Also it's a lashon hoida. Hoida is thanks, also admitting. You have to admit some things that you don't understand. I admit that it's like that. I don't really understand. Pshat is that admitting everything is really toiv. That's part of the void of being besimcha. But the time the Torah is mitzavas to be besimcha is on the Yom Toivim, Samachta b'chagecha. The pshat is the Yom Toivim are be'ikr shaychas to la'asid lavoi. You know the Yom Toivim be'ikr, the pashas of the Yom Toivim are a zecher of what already happened. Pesach is a zecher of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Shavuos is a zecher of Matan Torah, Sukkot of the Nonir Kovod. But really, Be'etzim, all of them have Shaychas to L'Asid. This concept of Pesach L'Asid, Shavuos L'Asid, Sukkot L'Asid. Pesach L'Asid is going to be when Klai Yisrael goes out of this Golus. It's like Yitzias America, Yitzias Golus. It's going to be Pesach L'Asid. So the writes about it, that's Taka the Iker Yisoid of Achron Shel Pesach, in Yisudas Baal Shem Tov, this. Tzaddik says, because after the 7 days of Pesach is going to be L'Asid Lavoi, a new 7 days. That's really the first day of the next, of the 7 days of Pesach of L'Asid Lavoi. But even now, Pesach has a shaychus to Las Lavai. Shavuos also, you know, the Torah Chodesh Meiti Teitzei, that when Mashiach comes, Sfarim Taish doesn't mean Chas Shalom a new Torah, the different Torah, but it'll be Giloy of Sogdus Torah. Pnimis Torah will be Nisgala, and it's Ke'ilu like a new Torah. So that's the Shavuos of Las. And Sukkot also, the Indian of Sukkot is an Indian of Soicha Baruch HaKodesh, of Matzav Baruch HaKodesh, like by the Sumas Beishuiva. Matzav of the Giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the Iker, the Beis HaMikdash, it's all Indian of Sukkot. So the Yom Tovim, the Pshat Yom Tovim, is really not just a Zecher of before, but it's being Mekash ourselves to the Asid, Mekash ourselves to the Moshe Mashiach. It's also why it's called Yom Tov, why it's called Tov. Tov we know is referred to as the Or HaGanuz, right? Or Ki Tov is the Or HaGanuz, the hidden Or. So on Yom Tov, it's a giloy of that or. It's a giloy of the or of L'Asid. That's right now. It's gone. It's hidden now, but there's some hisgalus of it on Yom Tov. So Mamela on Yom Tov is a mitzvah dafka to be b'simcha. So the difference is basically like this, that really the matzav even b'zman hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be b'simcha, and it's an avoid to be b'simcha. But there's not mamash a tzivoy on it, because we're not on the right madriga to be b'emes on the right madriga of simcha. That real madriga is the simcha of Lasi Lavoi. So it says, Adayin Lohi Kodesh Baruch Hu Simcha Boilom, the Medrash says, Yismach Hashem B'masav, Yismach Lashon Asid. Yismach is the Oisis Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, then it'll be the real simcha. Yismach Yisrael B'Oisav also will have the right simcha in Hashem, so that's the real simcha is Moshe Mashiach. Our avoid the Bizman is to have a me'ein of that, but Mamela, it's not a mamash at Sivoi because we're not in Moshe Mashiach. But Yom Tovim is as if we're already in Yemoisa Mashiach. It's a me'ein of that Yemoisa Mashiach. Memela, then it's mamash tzivoy of Simcha. So the avoid of practically the avoid of Simcha is trying to be mizboinen on the toiv that Hashem does for us, the toiv that Hashem every second, which I heard last night from Shkiach, from Moshe Wolfson, he said last night by Shavzachim, I think it was Shem Lubav Shereba, Lashon Marbin B'Simcha, that we say by Odar. Marbin is lashon. You have to do more. It's not just be b'simcha. You have to be marbin b'simcha. Mishnichnas other marbin b'simcha doesn't say dafka rosh chodesh is marbin b'simcha. Mishnichnas other, then you start to be marbin b'simcha. It means every day has to be more than the day before. Your avoid is every day you have to try to be more b'simcha than the day before. So Yid has to try to be mizboyin on the toivus that Hashem does for him, to look at the toiv, to look into the pnimius. Try to feel that he is in a matzav betzim of simcha. It's just now it's more hidden. When we have shaychus to l'asid, then it's mamish shaychus to simcha. We know Chanukah and Purim also, even though they're not the Yom Tovim deraisa, but they're also zmanim very much shaychus to l'asid lavoi. Chanukah is the whole giloy of the argonas. It's in Chanukah. Purim is in mechias amalek. The ikar mechias amalek is l'asid. So Purim is mamish. It's a matzav of l'asid. It's a matzav of Simcha Yemoisa Mashiach. And you can see, even the Zman Hazeh, even Pasha, the person, Mamash, anyone, Simcha of Purim has a Bachar by Mishavis, which is starting to talk about it, like, what's Pshat, like, why? You can just say the word Purim, it's like, it's not just, you know, the chitoyness of it, there's a certain, you know, like, by Shalshuz tonight also, in Israel, they start singing, they sing by all the Shalshuz of other, Shanis Yaakov, right before benching, and you just hear it, it's like, and the pshat is, it's a certain orders of Yemois Mashiach that you don't even know what it is yet, but you feel it already, and it's a matzav of simcha. Just the thought of Purim, Shushan Purim, for sure. And it's, the whole Indian is really, that's the makor simcha. The makor simcha is being makash ourselves to Yemois Mashiach, being makash ourselves to an osid, that even though it's not already, it's not here yet, mamish bepoil, but in pnimis it is shaykh, and we could attach ourselves to that. That's the whole Indian, that going back to the Indian of Gan Eden. The Magid Taka says on the Lashon and the Pasuk, Eitz Ga, Eitz Hachaim b'soich Hagan. So he says, attach the words Eitz Hachaim is. So the person wants an Eitzah for Chiyus. Everyone wants Chiyus, right? The Yisoid offer is the Atzvus and Atzlus. He wants Chiyus. The Eitzah for Chiyus is B'soich HaGan. Picture yourself in Gan Eden. Picture yourself in Gan Eden, tie yourself in Gan Eden, that's an Eitzah for Chiyus. So what does that mean? Gan Eden, every person, however, whatever his Shaychus is, that he felt that matzav. Every person here, I'm sure, has felt the matzav that that was his Gan Eden. He was in Gan Eden. Remember one time I was a bacher. I was by Rav Tzumaya Shal Shugath. We're dancing. It's in the dark. And the chaver of mine is from Mir, more Litvish type, and he never experienced anything like that. And he decided to come that Shabbos. And I remember very clearly, he's passing by me in the line, and he whispers to me, he's like, "There's no Yetzirah in this room." I was like, how he felt in Matzav. This is not this world. This is a Matzav of Yemos Mashiach. People have times like that when they feel that. The Eitzachayim v'soich ha-gan. The Eitzach for Chiyas is to feel like you're in the gan. Feel that you're in that Matzav. End of, just finishing Shabbos, Parsha Shkolin. Going to next week's Parsha Truma. Whole Indian, the building the Mishkan. So Shkolim, we know the Indian of the Shkolim were to gather from Klal Yisrael, Be'echad Ba'adar, Shmir Mal Shkolim, and to gather Shkolim from Klal Yisrael that everyone should give money to for the Karbonis, for the Avoid in the Mishkan. And the Dafka is the Indian of Machtzitz HaShekel. Say very Bekitzer, one of the Yonim, why Dafka Machtzitz HaShekel, and the whole avoid of that to bring korbanos. So first of all, we know the whole Indian of the korbanos is really a klalis Indian. We refer to avoid it. Whenever we refer to avoid it, the klalis is referring to the Indian of the avoid in the base of Mikdash and the avoid of korbanos. Bisman hazeh tefilas b'makom korban. But our avoid in general is represented by the Indian of korbanos. The Indian of korbanos is really where we're giving nach tzruch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's oil l'reach nichoyach. The Iker Nachas Ruach is when a Yid is Moiser Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is the Iker Nachas Ruach that Hashem gets from us. In Hebrew, in Yonim, it's called Ha'olos Man, Mayim Nukvin. That's the Hesoris Kaviyocha that we give Hashem. Man is also the Isis from saying Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh that we give Hashem, that's our Iker, what we could give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Karbonos, as the chesed Hashem did, the korban could be in the place of a person, but ba'atzim, really, the person himself is supposed to be the korban. That's the Shlach HaKadosh brings down, Adam ki yakar mikem korban l'Hashem. The Adam himself is supposed to be the korban. Lav dafka has to give life, meaning he's saying that was the void of Adam Rishon in Gan Eden was in a matzah of Adam ki yakar mikem korban l'Hashem. He himself was the korban. When he did the chait, and he fell into a matzah of chait, and the Tami the guf, so he wasn't on the madrig himself, then he's in makar of a behema. While Tanya's Masbir that the Iker Indian being Makar of the Behemah is really the Indian of the Nefesh Bahamas. You know, every person has two Neshamas, Nefesh Elkis and Nefesh Bahamas. He's really made up of two parts. His Nefesh Elkis is the part of him that always wants to do Ratzon Hashem, that wants to be Dovek Hashem. Nefesh Bahamas is basically the Guf that pulls him away from that, and it's constant Melchama between these two. And Baal Tanya writes, Perchavav, that gives a mashal, two people are wrestling, they're fighting with each other. That if one of them is ba'atzvus and atzlus, even if he's ba'atzim stronger, he can't win. It's impossible. The person who's b'zrizus b'simcha, he's going to be misgaber. Mela, in this fight of the two neshamas, the two nefashas, the nefesh elkisvus and nefesh bahamas, simcha is necessary. You need simcha to be able to fight against it. You need that. Otherwise, the nefesh bahamas is going to be misgaber. So all the Svarim bring down Shekel is Gematria Nefesh. Nefesh is the Indian of Rotzen. Yeshus Nafshecha in the Pasuk says Nefesh is Rotzen. And I think the Pashas why it's Gematria Nefesh is that it's, like we said, the Indian of the Karbonos is Mesiras Nefesh. It's Nefesh. They use the Shkolim for Karbonos. So it's Nefesh. It's for the Nefesh. But the Indian that it's Machtzis, the Shekel Dafka, it's the Indian of Machtzis. His pshat is that it's like half a nefesh. Half of nefesh. Which half of the nefesh? Iker the nefesh Bahamas. Pshat is you have to be makir of your nefesh Bahamas. That's the whole Indian, that those shkolim go for karbonos. The karbonos are the behemah. That's keneged, the chelik of nefesh, the nefesh Bahamas. That's what you have to be makir of. That's your mesiras nefesh. So the shkolim had to be that they're being used to be bring karbonos. That's the Indian of giving up nefesh b'hamis. I mean, nefesh b'hamis, the reason it's mesiras nefesh, because we said it before, nefesh means ratzon, that when a person moister nefesh, b'zman hazeh, so if a person come to I don't know if you say Hashom, and I don't know, but if a person would come to Mamish Mysterious Nefesh, such an historian, but on a daily basis, with Shaykh Mysterious Nefesh is your Otzon, meaning you have things that you want, or it's really your Nefesh Bahamas wants, your Guf wants, that's connected to Otzon Hashem, and you give that up for the sake of Ribono Shalom, that's your Mysterious Nefesh. That's the Inyan of the Shkolim, that's the Nefesh you're giving up, that's that Machtit. But like Baal Tanya said, you need it, it has to be Besimcha when you're fighting against it. So where does the Atzis come from? The Atzis comes, the Baal Tanya says there also, a little later, that it's like a mashal when a person is in the middle of davening and all of a sudden he has machshav azaris. I don't know if it ever happened to anyone here, stoma. So.
Tires.
Tires, yeah. Tires, different madrigas in machshav azaris. But a person has machshav azaris in the middle of tefillah. So one of the main reactions a person has is he becomes ba'atzvus. He feels there's something wrong with him. He's trying to daven to Hashem. Dafka now, Dafka is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Dafka now, he wants to daven, and now all of a sudden he has these machshavas. It must be, he starts making cheshbonos, maskonos, must be that Hashem doesn't want his tefillah, and he thinks it must be that all I did up till now is really worthless. Look, I'm having the same machshava that I had years ago, and this, and all this mamish, nothing. Baal Tanya says, no. Pshat, why you think that is you don't chap that there's really two neshamas. He says, even if it was one neshama, taka be akasha, same neshama. This Pshat is that you don't chab that it's two. It's really a nefesh elokis. That's who you really are. That's the ikar of the yid, what he wants to be davik Hashem. And the nefesh bahamas is the guf. That's basically his yetahara. So he says it would be the same thing as if like you're in the middle of davening and you're trying to have a good davening and some guy walks over to you and starts telling you these things. What do? You push him away. You try to ignore him and you go right there. But you don't start thinking, oh, if he's saying those things to me, it must be there's something wrong with me. Pshat is, it's not you, it's not Be'etzim, that's your Torah, that's Nefesh Bahamas. It's avoided to be Mahabachit, but Zman now, meaning not to fall Ba'atzvus, to realize that that's not Be'etzim you, you're the Neshama Tahira. So Mele, that's the Indian why it's after Machtzis Shekel. One of the Indianim, it's Machtzis Shekel, but Echad Ba'adr Mashmir Mal Shkolim. Be'echad Ba'adr, Zman of Mishnech Sadr, Mar Mesimcha, Mashmir Mal Shkolim, you bring the Indian of Shkolim, and after the Machtzis Shekel, Pshat is you have to realize that there's the Machtzis that you're giving is connected to this Nefesh Bahamas. You have to be able to separate. You have to be able to separate the two Neshamas. You want Simcha, Simcha comes from being able to separate the two, realizing who you really are, and realize that you have Yetahara also, but it's not the same thing. If it's the same thing, then that brings a person to Atzus. When he realizes it's two things, that's why he could have Simcha. He knows who he really is, what he really wants, what his real Neshama wants, and it's all just his Yetahara that's trying to steer him. Once he chaps it, then there's no reason to be Ba'atzus. He just didn't fall Ba'atzus, the fact that he... Well, then it says, Ba'atzim, if a person gets to Atzus, it's really it's a shtickle gaiva, because he thinks he doesn't have a Yetahara. He thinks he's like in the Madrig of a Tzaddik that doesn't have a Yetahara. Just realize you have a Yetahara, it's nothing to be Ba'atzus about. You have to fight the Yetahara, that's... It says there in Chazal also, Mashmim al Shkom ba'al Kiloim. Poshim Shad and Kiloim, there, it's also they had to remove anything that was mixed in the ground, they had to take out, after the other. L'chor, that's where it goes together. Kiloim is a taruvus of Isser. So Pshad is if you're mixing up, you're making taruvus of Isser, it's thinking that it's one nefesh of Toiv and Ra. It's not one nefesh. It's two. You have to be able to separate them. So it's Be'echad ba'adr, Mashmim al Shkolim. There's an Indian machts is a shekel to separate, and a kilayim to also realize that they're separate. Realize that they're two different things. Yid realizes that. He realizes what he really is, what he really the neshama wants, what he wants in the asid. He could have shaykhs to the asid, shaykhs to that madrig of simcha, and he could be oivid Hashem and simcha the right way. So that's the void now. The void of mishnech sadr mar mesimcha is realizing who you really are, realizing your koyach neshama, realizing that the matzav is toiv, everything's really good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it. Kulu toiv. If we don't see the toiv, we have to be miming that it's there. With that, you mekash yourself to the asid, mekash yourself to the zman when the toiv will mamish be niskala. With that, it could be zoicha to real simcha.
To everyone who came. Late. Hashem. It was a very long stretch from Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, Chag HaSukkos, Shmini Atzeres. Yerach HaYisanim, where we felt the strength of the Kedusha, the Yamim Tovim, and the Mitzvahs, which we did. And the past number of months have been very dark. Aside from the fact that there was Chanukah, which is a light within that darkness, but if not for Chanukah, which is a later Chiddush in history, it's amazing how far and how long we can go without feeling a sense of a yontiv, something to lift up our spirits. So the fact that we come to Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Chazal say, Mishenichnas Adar, Marvei B'Simcha, as Rabbi Shlomo Mordechai pointed out, the meaning of being marbim b'simcha. There's a certain sense of when we come to Rosh Chodesh Adar, of we made it. We feel like we can breathe, we feel like we're in a new tkufa now, that it's not just we're going to have a simcha and it's going to go away, that fakaret, that one simcha is going to bring to another simcha, that we're going to have Rosh Chodesh Adar, then we're going to have Purim, and then Shushan Purim, and then Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then Pesach, and then Pesach Sheni, and a Lag Ba'omer, and a Shavuos, Gevaldik. We feel like we're in the beginning of an up. Along those lines, there's clearly a chilek between Stam Simcha and being Marabim Simcha. It's like the Zohar Kaddish says that there's a chilek between Slicha and Rav Slicha, Chesed and Rav Chesed, Shalom and Rav Shalom. There's Simcha and there's Roiv Simcha. That in Adir there's an Inyan that Simcha reaches a whole new level. And the Oymek Inyan is that there are really two points of excitement. The beginning is always exciting, and the end is always exciting. But the middle is where it's difficult. We're all familiar with this. If a person begins a masechta, so there's a lot of excitement in the beginning of starting a new masechta, and then when you get to daf lamed, daf mem, and you see you have a ways to go, or certainly in the bigger masechtas, you feel like you're in the middle and it's hard to swim. Really, when you start to come to the end of the masechta, you start to feel like there's a bissel ha'ara. You're almost there. It's like a tu b'shvat a little bit. And finally, when you get to the finish line, Hajjanalach, Hajjanalach, you have that sense of accomplishment. And even the beginning, and the excitement in the beginning is also just the ha'ar of the end. There's an excitement to get to the end, but even that end is what's giving the taikef, it's what's giving the geshmak, that excitement, that sense of excitement from the beginning. Hashem Baruch Hu began this world, there was a tremendous sense of excitement, of which Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the dedication of the Mishkan is a ha'ara, a recollection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Simcha Ma'aseh Bereishis. So every Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plans once again to renew the Adam. And for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Gevaldik Simcha. However, in Rosh Hashanah, it's not a full revelation of that simcha. That's why it's called Bakesel Yom Chagenu. Kesel Yom Chagenu means that there's a concealment of the Chag. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to rejoice the way that he wished to rejoice, but because of the Chait, thanks to Amalek, thanks to the Nachash, there's a concealment. And that's why even in the postgame, there's a Shaila, is there a Din Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, is there not a Din Simcha in Rosh Hashanah? But it seems like the Oymek HaInyan is that there's a Din Simcha, but it's just covered. And so therefore, the period from Rosh Hashanah to Sukkot is the Avodah of revealing the Simcha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, which is Benignas. That's like an Or which is Nignas. Or Yibir Rosh Hashanah, that Or is there, but it's Nignas. And so therefore, Yom HaKippurim has a way of revealing that light. And Sukkot is really the celebration of the light which was concealed in Rosh Hashanah. So a Keset turns into Sukkah. And Stam Chag is Sukkos. So Kesel Yom Chageinu means that the concealed light of Sukkos is finally revealed on Sukkos, but it was always there on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Tzaddik was an Ish Pnimi. He already has a Ha'ara of Sukkos by Rosh Hashanah time. And so therefore, Sukkos is considered to be that Simcha, then in the beginning of any task, of any endeavor. So that Stam Simcha, which we experience in the beginning of any task, that's called Tzabachin of Sukkos. It's called Zman Simcha Sein. We have what to rejoice about. But then comes a tremendous Nefila. Cheshvan is the darkest month of the year. As the Sfarim say, that there's not even a tainus. If we had tainus, we could rejoice about it. But the fact that there's not even a tainus, it's a Mashiachtika month. It's literally void of any emotion. And we go through the long stretch and we come to Purim. Purim is considered to be the Simcha, which is manifested, which is at the end of the project. Because Baruch Hu began this world with that excitement of Bereishis B'shel Yisrael. So in a certain way, even Sukkah is just a Ha'ar of Purim. So therefore, if you feel when Purim comes around that you feel like you're more excited about Purim than you are about Sukkos, don't feel so bad about that. In Pnimis, there's a lot of emes to that. That's the meaning of Marvin v'Simcha, because you've reached the Tachlis. There's something about the Simcha of Purim, which Rosh Mordechai pointed out, that it's Mein Olam Haba, you can't even explain it. So my Rebbe once said, there's a certain Simcha in Purim, that if you were to tap a yid on Purim, you say to him, what are you so happy about? He said, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so happy. I'm just happy. So that's called a real Simcha. Because if you can explain why you're happy, so then it's totally in a reason. But the Simcha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reveal in the world is a Simcha where you just have a Simcha and you can't even explain. It's a Simcha which is Ad Lo Yada. You can't even put into words. It's not true by Sukkos. You can explain the Simcha of Sukkos. The Gilei Ruach HaKodesh, Tzechim Ruach HaKodesh, the Kapar of Yom HaKippurim. But on Purim, it's a Simcha which is an Ad Lo Yada. And because it's a Tachlis Tika Sukkos, it's a Tachlis Tika Simcha, it's Mele Mishenichnas Ardem Marbe Mesimcha. You don't have that by Sukkos, you don't have that by Rosh Hashanah, that when you're getting close to it already, you start to feel that Simcha. Because it's the finish line, because Purim is the finish line, as soon as you get close to the finish line, you have what to rejoice about. So therefore, in Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbe Mesimcha, it's not just a regular Simcha. We're already rejoicing, because we have a time already of that rejoicing of Simcha of Purim, which is a Marbe Mesimcha. So therefore, in a certain sense, the Hizgalus which takes place on Purim, the revelation of that Simcha, is a kiyum of that Bereishis B'shel Yisrael. It's the fulfillment of the master plan. That this creation called Yisrael, this Gilui HaNefesh, as the Sfarim says, I once heard from my Rebbe, as it says in the Megillah, the Ra'oimed Al Nafshem, which means to say that they were oimed on the Nekudas Nefesh Yisraeli, what it means to be an Ish Yehudi. This is how Mordechai is described. He's a Yid. The Simcha of being a Yid on Purim is the Iker Simcha. It's not totally anything other than that a Jew has a recognition of what it means to be a Yisrael. So that Ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in creating the Welt, that there should be an Adam, this Adam should be Yisrael. That Bereishis B'shel Yisrael is Niskayim. There's a Gilui of that. And so therefore, on Purim there's a recognition of a concept we're familiar with, Soif Ma'isa B'machshav Atchila. Then in Rosh Hashanah there was a Machshav Atchila. But because of the Chait, it couldn't be fulfilled. But come Purim, it's fulfilled. That's Pshat, where the Zohar says that Yom HaKippurim is only like Purim. But Purim is higher than Yom Kippurim. Because even Yom Kippurim is not a true revelation of that. But Purim is the full revelation of the Simcha, of what it means that when Hashem created the world, Bereishis v'Shel Yisra. One of the ways to be Masbir, the Oimek HaSimcha on Purim, vis-a-vis Yom Kippurim and Chag HaSukkos, I'll begin with a Maisa. Since we're quoting Maisa, I'm about the Baal Shem and the Rejiner. So the Maisa that once the Rejiner was sitting with him, with Reb Aaron from Chernobyl, and the Rejiner shared a pshat from the Baal Shem, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that the site of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, the Baal Shem Tov says, is Shivisi is a Lashon Hishtavus, which means that everything is equal. If good is good and bad is good, that's called Hishtavus. So David HaMelech says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, no matter what position I am in life, in Chesed Ashira, in Mishpat Ashira, David HaMelech says, life is good. As was pointed out by Shlomo Mordechai, that's the Makor HaSimcha. So the Vizhinah shared a remez on this word from the Baal Shem, and he said on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hoid v'hadet tisha've olav. He said, Hoid, if you take the word Hoid, which is like a Lashon of Simcha, of light, v'hadar, we know Hadar is a Lashon of Mahadrin, which means to go back, Hadrin olach. And if you take the word Hoid and you spell it backwards, it's Dava, which is a Lashon of sorrow. So Hoid v'hadar, so whether it's Hoid or whether it's the Hadar of Hoid, which is Dava, Teshav Olav, that's called Teshtavus. That was the Vizhinus Hoysafa in the Baal Shem Tov's word. So Aaron from Chernobyl says, I have a different Shan, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sam. He says, the Iker Lenegdi in the Velt is the Yitzhar. That's called Lenegdi. He says, how does one do Melchama with Yitzhar? It's with the Shem Havaya. Because Havaya means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. He's Saiviv Kol Almin, he's Mamalik Kol Almin, Les Aser Panimina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So if Shivisi Hashem, if you can make it, wherever you turn in your life, if you believe and you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish is everywhere, then the Negdi is not going to be any Melchel. Only both Pshatim are Shaykh to Purim. Because you find a Gevaldi Chiddush by Purim. To understand the difference between Purim and Yom Kippurim is that Rosh Hashanah there was a Kisui. That's called the Bakesa Liyam Chageno. Bakesa Liyam Chageno is Gematria Malik. That there's a concealment on Rosh Hashanah of that Simcha. Come to Yom Kippurim, you know what you do? You come and you see the concealment, here's the cover, and you go like this. Boop, you take it off. And when you take it off, you see that there's Gevaldik Simcha, which was lying there the whole time. But that's not called full Simcha, that's called Zman Simcha Seinu. And it's only temporary, because as soon as Sukkos goes away the Simcha. That's not the Tachlis. The difference by Purim, however, is that instead of taking off the cover and finding the Simcha, you take off the cover and you look in the cover and you see Simcha there also. That even the cover wasn't a cover at all. Because when you looked at the Tzara of Purim and what it was, how Achashverosh was making Zeres against Bnei Yisrael, the very same Rasha who was making Zeres against Klai Yisrael is now the one who's making all the Gevaldik Yeshuas for them. And the eighth which was made for Mordechai by that Rasha turns out to be the eighth that he hung himself on. So it turns out that there was no Tzara at all. There was a Gzer against Bnei Yisrael, not a single Jewish life was lost. Fakert, the Simcha itself was from the Tzara. It was v'nahapachu. Which means to say that the concealment, that Bakesi and Chagina, that Amaleki, that which we think is the greatest Ra, not just when you take it off you're going to find Simcha. In it itself, Mnei Ubei, that's where the Simcha is. That Daher, that understanding, that Hakara, that in itself is the Marvim B'Simcha. The fact that in your greatest Tzara can be your biggest Yeshua, from this gave birth to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That until now there was no Beis HaMikdash. From this itself came the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's why you find an amazing thing. the Ari has a kavana in drinking Adal Yada, where he says that the Iker Shtia and Kiyum of Adal Yada is that you should say Baruch Haman. Now, anybody who has no Shaykhitz Pnimis HaTorah, he hears that Ari, he writes off all Pnimis HaTorah. I never want to pick up any Sefer again, because he doesn't understand how it could be that you should say Baruch Haman. It's a heresy. But to somebody who has a Shaykhitz Pnimis HaTorah, it's the sweetest bar in the world. Because what Baruch Haman means is that just like you say Baruch Hashem when things go good, you say Baruch Hashem even when things don't go. That you're going to thank the Haman. You'll thank Haman for what he did for Klai Yisrael. That you're able to see within the Ra, there's no such thing as Ra. It's not like you have to fight the Ra. Ra is like Ashan. It's like it's smoke. It's just, it doesn't exist. Fakert. The closer you get to it, the more you see that the greatest Toiv is buried there. To give a bracha to Haman, which means to say that in the depths of the Toma is the greatest Yeshuas. And Haman is the one who says, without going into Arichas, V'chol zeh inenu shoyveli. He's the one who reveals the secret of Hishtavas, the Shivisi Hashem Lenagdi Samir. That the Hayt V'hadit Hashav V'alav. That as long as you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere and in everything, Lasasar panamine, that there's no Yitzhar at all. So this is why Purim is Marvin B'Simcha. Because when you come to Rosh Chodesh Adar, there's a clarity that Purim gives us. That the Chodesh itself, with Haman Satu to destroy the Yidden, the whole Chodesh turns into a Zman of Simcha, that there's a clarity in the entire month. That a Yid can have, that there's certain Giluim, there's certain Oiris. Lehudim Haysa Oira, this is an Oira from Lasa Lavai. That it's a perspective from Lasa Lavai, that even the big Tsaras that a Jew goes through, they're not Tsaras at all. And that's why we say in Shoshana Yaakov, Tshuasim Hayisa Lanetzach, that there's a Yeshua by Purim, which is a Nitzchiistic Yeshua. But there's a lesson to be learned from Purim, that if a Jew takes Purim with him, and every personal Torah that a person goes through, if he has Shaychus to Purim, then he has Shaychus to Marvin B'Simcha the whole year. So the Gemara has a Havamina that Purim is called Saif Kalanisim. Even really Chanukah is the Saif Kalanisim. But there's a lesson in Purim, which is Nitzchi. That when Purim came, there was no need anymore for Nisim Gluyim. Because the greatest Gula that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal to Bnei Yisrael was not through Nisim Gluyim. That even just regular day life, that if you take closer looks at things, you'll be able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and was always there. And with that, Yid doesn't need any more Nisim. What's the need anymore for Nisim? This is the Tachlis. Hashem has given us everything which we need. This is the secret to reveal that Bereishis, that Bishvil Yisrael, the Nekudas Yisrael which comes out. Mitoich the Amun and the Bitachon, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that He's involved and He can be found everywhere. This is the Seif Ma'is of the Machshava Tchila of the Marvim Simcha. Just with Derech Remez, Mishenech Nas Adar, as Gematria Shivisi. The Simcha of Adar, the Mishenech Nas Adar, comes from that Shivisi. Seif Ma'is of the Machshava Tchila, the Machshava, the Simcha Eis is B'Simcha. But the real Simcha of the Marvim B'Simcha comes because it's a fulfillment of the Saif Ma'isa b'machshava t'chila, that original machshava in the Briyas HaAdam, that simcha that Hashem had in the Ahav Min of Adam. Now in the Saif Ma'isa, which is Purim, there's a hiskalus of that. And Saif Ma'isa b'machshava t'chila, g'machia mishenechnes Adar, ma'arvim b'simcha. Baruch Hu should help us that as we are crossing the finish line, which is also a new beginning, Marvim B'Simcha means that it's not just an Inyan, it means it's a bracha. Because Baruch Hu is giving bracha to Bnei Yisrael now, and Rosh Chodesh Adar, they should be zeichet to that simcha. Because Baruch Hu should help us, and it's chos, be marbe, achdus v'reyes, as it's a tam already, mishloach monos, and all the Inyan of Purim, lech knoises kala Yehudim. Because Baruch Hu should help us, that this is the beginning, to be marbe every single day in that simcha, without to be zeichet, to the ultimate kiyum, Amen.